start now, go associate civil lamed home and see what it says. Hagos Oshri Simon Lamedvav, leading to Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuvchav Sif Tezayin. Okay. Now Hagos Oshri we are taught as follows. The first one, we'll see the Rosh proper. Okay. L'chora mashma. The Rosh is, right where that's for, right near the Hagos Rosh, a little higher up. Shal kol mashe niska v'braisa tvila v'agol v'libun kotoni, shem nishtamesh b'la v'ochi yosur. You used a kli which was supposed to be kashin v'libun, and you didn't do libun, you used it anyway, the food is awesome. Hagola, the food is awesome. Right? We know that the dinner of Ben Yomo, it's nos and tam l'shvach, and it can actually aser the food. Uvibraisa basraisa nami lo plugale ele bahagola v'libu, and this they nos tam l'gamutter, if it's an ene ben yomo. Aval b'tzvila, ein lahati mitam zeh. Simple reading of the Gemara is, believe it or not, if a person used a kli, and he wasn't terrible with the kli, the food is awesome. You with me so far? That's a simple read of the Gemara. No one believes me. Keep your hand in the rush, and turn to the Gemara. Let's see, I have to review again. He's right. I mean, you can't argue with the Risha. He's right. The simple read is that way. Enough iron ham and bays. Okay. The it says Tana Rabbanon. This is the third wide line. So if you buy kelim from a goy, so things which you didn't use, matbilan v'heim tahorin. Now what does it mean, matbilan tahorin? So, as a machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. So according to Rashi, it means tefillah b'mikva. According to the Ritva, it means cleaning off the dirt, the tarfas. So according to the Ritva, we understand very well, everything works out perfectly. So that there could be tarfas be'en, got to clean it off. Tarfas absorbed in cold, rinse it off. Tarfas absorbed in heat and water, you got to purge it with water. Tarfas absorbed in fire, got to purge it out with fire. Fine, so four different cases of tarfas. You have to get rid of it appropriately. And therefore, if you didn't, v'chulon sh'nishtamash pem ad sh'lo yakev v'sh'lo yakev v'sh'lo yalabim, so tani chod ha'osr v'tani chod ha'mutr. The machlok is nos tal v'gam is osr, or nos tal v'gam is mutr, yes. Okay, you're asking an excellent question. Either I misrepresented the Ritva, or we have to look in a little more be'in and see what he says. Take a look. Excellent question. I and Ham and Bez. Kulon shel establishment ad shel hitbil. Das Rabbeinu Rambanza, de lahadocha kori hocha tvila, kede kori hocha de mishna seinu. Originally, we read the Ritva in the Mishnah, right? And what did it say in the Mishnah? He understood the word matbil to mean not to be matbil v'mikvah. It's not found anywhere in the Mishnah, according to the Ritva's interpretation. Rather, it means to rinse it off from the whatever dirt may happen to be there. And that's what we said, Tana, that Tana, the Bryce, is the first one to introduce the concept of tefillah v'mikvah. Not found anywhere in the Mishnah. According to Rashi, what's the Chiddush? We have different interpretations. The Chiddush perhaps Arboam saw, the Chiddush is whatever the Chiddush may happen to be. Fine. This is the Machlokes in the Ritva and Rashi going back into the Mishnah proper. The Ritva said we saw yesterday, Tvila b'Arboam saw lo ayir b'Mishnah seinu. Lishna d'dak alahat b'lo shach b'tvila. Call him a farshim. That was yesterday's comment, 9:36. We'll call him a farshim. It's true, the Raivir, the Ra'on, the Rashbol, the way in the Miri, but not Rashi, not the Ran. Then he quotes Mugay Yosef. We can also add the Rosh to that list. And then coming back to Abraisa, the Ramban is, you know, the Shittosam of the Gedolei Apostle before the Gedolei Sfarad. That say what? The Rashbos is the same thing. And over here, your Hitbil doesn't mean Memso. Hitbil means Hadocha, right? You have to get rid of the junk. V'yafagav de bereshit de masnisa korle Hadocha. Okay? At the beginning it says, how did the Braisa begin? It said, Madichin u'matbil mem tohor. So wait a minute. What word are you using? Are you with Madichin or Matbilin? Sounds like almost the same thing. Says the Ritva. Hosam l'chalek ben loshen hadocha l'tvila shuska rakan. Abo b'seifa l'hadocha kori tvila. Dahainu hechsho l'tzone. V'dumi da adlo higil v'adlo hidibim. D'mari b'hechsho. V'teida. Tonaktinan bo mishim nosen tam l'fgam. V'ilu l'tvila lo shayacho. And more the Tosefta says the Chun Shemishtamish Behem Achelo Shuf or Achelo Higil. Didn't say Achelo Yakbil. A different Girsa in the Tosefta. You can look it up yourself. Perik Tes Halacha Beis. Always pays to look things up, Rabbi Osai. The Tosefta is a cognate source, right, which can illuminate the intention of the Talmud Bavli, because, you know, that's how it works. So over here in Perek Tes Halacha Beis, the last page in the Tosefta, what does it say? Halokeach Litashmish Mina Ovek Ochovim. Whenever there's a brisa, it often comes from Tosefta. Even sometimes on the side tell you to look in the Tosefta. Here they didn't tell you that, maybe because the words are slightly different. It says over here, there's a little gimel. Dvorim should be a duat on the side gimel. So the shtamish ben matbilin veim tohorin, from the shtamish and gonkosus lochas yadichem betzone, yoris etc. Well, guess what? He had to give us a shuf. We don't have to give us a shuf. That's why it's paid to look it up. You see, he quotes the Tosefta saying his way shuf, which would prove his point. But now Gersa doesn't say shuf. Our Tosefta says matbilin. So much for that, Ryan. Okay, so this I guess depends on. The various gears that you have in the Tosefta. Back to the Ritva. Okay. Uvalavai haitaima. Nami. Ain't tvila ma'akevis b'diyevet l'diri ha'kol. There's no one in his right mind that said that tvila is ma'akev. That his food is treif. He didn't do tvila. Nobody says that. Nobody said that. Nobody. That's what he said. Nobody says it. Well, the Pirusha came in the Katoni Atsho Idiach Mutter, Shnostan of Gan, the Stam claim Shalanochim Enabinioman, Yeshon Lodun, Shafilu be Easter Shalpnea Sakin, Shena Balua, Hunita, Shena Benyoman, Shnostan of Gan. Wow! The problem over here is if it went in through water or fire and it's absorbed and it's been stale there for a day, we understand. But according to this interpretation, there are cases in which the thing is just floating around. It's on the knife or something like that, and you didn't remove it. Afal pikein, it's put after 24 hours. We discussed this 2 days back. I think Tzadi Vav or Kuf Gimel. Remember that the tiach, the film that's on the al pnei asakin for more than 24 hours, does it become permissible or not when you cut with that knife? 2 days in the mechaber. So here's a mefurish gemara quote that is girsa, this trap, that it's mutter. Ain zed das riazokin. Gam ain a nirukem echrea das. Afal pishu kolos yifkam ze yosim ishari simavushal. The alma shavala of yomot and donu also the problem. Because it's not absorbed. It's caked on. Okay. He likes to write it better. Achlo hitbil the katoni. Hainu tvila mamesh lishna deresha. Tvila means going into a mikvah for the saw. That's what we thought from the beginning. Right? No son of God. Nah, don't be so particular. Lokoi ela alohigil velo libe de shayachba. Olam kosh lo idiach isipon of diriyah kolaser. He was not a ben yomo. See, therefore, he says that the idea that it's usher b'di'eved, Rabbi Osai, refers exclusively to the case of lo higil or lo libein, but not for lo hitl. Doesn't go on that. So says the Ravid, and he says this, others agree the same. Agree with this opinion? Okay, fine. Ad kan the ritva. Okay, so it's lav dafka. Simple, it's the easiest answer in the world. The Rosh apparently was bothered by that. He took the Gemara at face value. Let's go back to the Rosh we came from, Simulam and Vov, and see what he says. The problem is clear. The simple way the Gemara indicates that if you use the Kli without doing Tefillas Kalim, the food is also in the Evid. So the Ritva says, not true. You make too much of an inference. Don't make that inference. The Evid case is only referring to the lack of Hagola or Libun, not the lack of Tevila. Fine. Let's go further in the Rush. The Rush didn't buy that. So he's stuck. He says, you'll say it's also Taka? V'lo mistava klal omar shim nishtamish b'kli kona tefila she also koma she betocha. So therefore, hilkoch nir el omar hai dinokat b'braisa achlo et bila v'shim shayusa de tanachoda muto nakte. The reason why it said Ashlot Bila is telling you that if you Tana Choda is Materit, there's some other Tana that seems to Aser it, but we don't pass like that Tana. That's what he says. You get an impression from the Rosh, not like we just read the Ritva. Ritva, there was no one in history who ever Asered it. The simple read of the Rosh is there was such a person who Asered it, but of course we don't follow that Shita. La halacha. That's a simple read, okay? Mishim shayusa de tana chada muta nakte, v'lo mishim revusa de isura. Unless you want to say, how do you read those words? Does that mean that someone asked it or no one asked it? Hard for me to read what the Rush meant. What do you think? How do you read the words of the Rush? V'lo mishim revusa de isura. He meant that no one ever said it, or that someone said it, but we don't accept it. I'm not sure. Vachinu v'Yerushalmi v'kulan she'nishtamesh ben ad shlo hitpil v'higil v'shaf v'libin hare elu tahorin. So it's revusa de shayusa, that's mutter. That's what I think he's driving at. Period. V'inani l'man d'toni osur itzrich l'misni. Watch this now. The cave and the tvila mitikun akli kmo agola v'libun. Ika lemeimar. The gazrina leman diyomar nosim tam lefgam osur. Otu hagola v'libun. Whoa. Now he says, not only is there somebody who said it's osur, we can identify who it is. It's the mandama who holds nosim tam lefgam is osur. It's Rav Meir Shita. Avol didan the kaimel and the sital of gam is mutter. Sorry for us. The bottom line is going to be okay. The bottom line is going to be good. We pass the sital of gam is mutter. On both sides, each one of the Russians' bottom lines is it's okay, but for two different reasons. Either because this is an issue which depends upon the status of the sital of gam. Because once you make a gzeir in benyomo to benyomo, you make a gzeir on the lack of tevila as well. That's the second answer in the Rush. And the first answer in the Rush is no, it mentions Tani Chada Mutter, and it means to include a case in which there is no Tvila, that the food is Mutter. And the other opinion, that there's another Mandama who said that it's us, or either he never meant it, or we're not trying to emphasize that point. One of the two. Either way, it comes out Mutter. According to Ritva, no one ever said it was us. Comes like Osar, you're not so sure. Ba'ar Zeruah Kasav, the Ein Raya Lahatish and Nucha Lismuch Aleha, I feel it be the Evan, Rebbeinu Shalolam. If the Ar Zeruah, if you came to his Beis Medrash and said, I'm going to a person's house, he didn't do Tfilas Kalim. So it's food is treif. That's what he said. I wrote down the lashon of the Oros HaRuah, which can be found in Siman Reish Tzadi Gimel. Zeres HaKosuv the Osa Rachmona Lishtamish Bahem B'li Tvila. Me'ata Me'ezetam Nachshim in the Eved V'yaman Nismach Lahatiram. Question mark, exclamation point. The Oros HaRuah wants to be tossed in the food even B'di Eved. The Rosh can't believe it. The Rosh can't believe it. How can it be? Okay? So he gave us two answers. That's not really the case. But I have a big question. Let's say not nos and tam of gamas mutter by Eina ben Yom. So why? What's the status of the food in a kli ben Yomo? We say the food is in fact prohibited. And what will happen, Rabbi Osai, if he kashed the kli ben yomo, but was not built the kli ben yomo, get an impression, would also be prohibited. So why isn't there a gzera, eino ben yomo to ben yomo, in a non-tovel kli, just as it would be in a case of a kli which absorbed tarfis? That's the Gemara that I involve. That's my problem. And the Gemara itself is difficult. Nothing, not a word is breathed at the Bryce to talk about an Eina ben Yomo. Less to say, Rabbi Osai, Stam Kalim Eina b'nei Yomo, the Gemara has that expression. Stam Kalim, so it must be Eina ben Yomo, and that's why Eina ben Yomo would be permissible. Ben Yomo takal di prohibitive b'di Evin. You get an impression from the Ozeruah, however, not the way the Rosh had suggested. It's a gzera. The way the Rosh presents it, Eina ben Yomo to ben Yomo, so you have to ask the Tfilas Kalim also. No, it's not. It's Meikar Edin. I read you the lashon before. Meikar Edin. That's how I understood it. Meikar Edin. How does it make sense? The Rosh has to. How does it make sense? What's the pshat, Rabbi Osai? What's the pshat? So we have to try to figure this out. Perhaps we'll see it as we go. But the Shita does exist. The Oros HaRuah, the Feirish. It's interesting, if you look at the Ramah over here in Sif Tezayin, you give it to a guy, borrow it back. V'chein yasa afila b'chol, not on Shabbos, but mokom she'ein lo mokom, excuse me, she'ein lo mikvah. There's no mikvah? Okay. The Ramah Paskins, of course, like almost everybody in the world, you have to be terrible again, but the food remains permissible. The Gra points out what we saw in the Rosh. It's a little bit of Zentosis itself. Fine. Good. Adkan. What if the kli is too big to fit into a mikveh? That's pretty big. So what do you do? According to the Rambam, it can't fit into the mikveh. There's no mikveh, so it's but to be used as is. As is. Taz is not so happy. Taz says in every single case you should try to give it to a guy and borrow it back to avoid this problem. All right, fine. Question. If the Oros HaRuah is right, that the nature of the din is that if you use the kli without toveling it, the food is usur. Go back to our opening statement on Monday's first year. Maybe we should suggest no bracha. Remember that we saw that someone at the same shot is no bracha. They followed the Rambam that way, and we explained because it's part of the Heksha Kalim process, which is fundamentally a negative. So if you hold that the food is treif, if you put it into a non-tovel kli, it seems to corroborate that point of view. And according to the Oros HaRuah, perhaps there would be no bracha. Problem is, Oros HaRuah says there is a bracha b'feirish in Siman Reish Tzadi. No. So you have to say the following chiddush gadol. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa, which warrants a bracha. And there's also an issa d'oraisa. Not permitted to use the food, which is using to utilize a non-tovel kli. Okay, they're both true. There's a mitzvah deraisa and there's a nitzvah deraisa. Could be. Could be. Or, as some have said, we saw it already a couple of days ago, maybe it's only an Isser Daraisa. No, it's only an Isser Daraisa. Why make a bracha? You make a bracha on an Isser? So my Rebbe used to say, yes, you make a bracha on a matir. That was his word, one of his key words, matir. A matir. Shechita may not be a mitzvah either. It's matir Isser Macholos Asuris. You make a bracha here too. It's a matir because it's an Isser Daraisa if you use the food otherwise. Fine. Now, Rabbi Osai, I'd like to show you a Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. If we can go on, can go on? It's always good to see Oskios and Achimos. Avnei Nezer was the Sofet Shava Rebbe, passed away a little over 100 years ago. One of the Gedolei Hador Mamish. There were some Hasidish Rebbes who were known to be Gedolei Torah and of the highest rank. You know, many were considered more of tzaddikim. I'm not taking away from some points of tzaddikim, but they weren't always known for their erudition. Whereas the Bar Ilan should have. This should be a straightforward Bar Ilan source. But there were quite a few of the Hasidic masters of that period of time. Some viewed it historically as forgive the expression, a counter-reformation. In other words, there were those who would say that it was too focused on learning, that they would go to the Amcha, the Baal Shem Tov went to the Amcha, and there's a tremendous de-emphasis upon learning, unfortunately. And then, it swung a bit the other way. Now we want to maintain the Slavas of the Baal Shem Tov, but should not Chas Shom take away from Godless and Torah. So the number of big Rebbes at that point, especially what they called the Polish Rebbes, they were the biggest, apparently, and I wasn't around, and I don't know much about this part of the world, but there were a tremendous number of Gedolim among the Polish Rebbe's group, which included the Avnei Nezer, was from Sokhachev, and he's a son-in-law of the Kotzker, who was, Kotzker, and they were connected to the Chedushi Arim, the first Gedolei Rebbe, and his successor and grandson, Sfas. These people were giants, not that in quote Chassidus. Read their halachic works. The Kotzker, I don't think they left out any works. He was fire. But you read the Avnei Nezer, the Eglei Tal, read the Sfas Emes and Shas. You're talking about people whose learning was. Huh? Well? Okay. Sesivir Chassidus, we're not looking there. See that? That's the reason. We're not looking at Sefer Chassidus. Yes.
Before, if I claim this debate to go on, would that be the same
rule? Avnei Nezer? Your day. Yeah, if you can't fit, so you have no choice. So you put some kufa.
Why is that going to be the same rule as if they would damage the actual cleat?
Prash, just the same. You can't, you're not, you're putting. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What about nowadays when people can just drive to the lake?
Drive to the lake. I guess it's no such thing anymore.
Well, back then, maybe it was impossible. You know,
I have in my notes that the OU had a particular case, something that was too big to put into the mikveh. Did you put it? Want to go to the lake? I have
and
to.
And here they're by the ocean.
Yeah.
So far.
This is it. Thank you. Okay, let's read together the Halig Avnei Nezer and see what he says. Quite brilliant. His brilliance is mind boggling. Watch. Kota Gamar, Afilu Kalim Chadashim Tzrichim Tvila, Toyeshanim Vil Libnan Ki Chadashim Dami, Afilu Hachi Tzrichim Tvila. Rabbi said, it's a Gamar. I want to see look on the screen. It's important that you see the words in the text of the Talmud Babli, in the text that we have. Oh, it's so important to see things inside. It's Osios Machimus. That's also the screen are very nice, and not opposed to screens. But it's important to see things inside, because this way you remember what's in pen on ink on paper. This is a very, very important halacha. You might have thought differently, that Kelim Chadashim wouldn't require tefillah. You might have thought so. We have a lot of havaminas in the world. And the Gemara is saying, no, it's not true. Kelim Chadashim require tefillah. And in explaining why Kelim Chadashim require tefillah, the Gemara talks about something which you were melabing. If you're melabing the kli, it requires tefillah. Even though, once you're melabing it, once you kasher it, kechadashim, everyone see the place, it's about, with a small cheses. I would say it's about 15 narrow lines up. It's between the word Gemara and the narrow lines, about halfway down. Everyone see? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barbua, afilu kelim chadashim b'mashma, to yishonim v'libna kechadashim dam afilu hachi, v'afilu hachi boi tvila, adka. Frek the Heliger Rebbe, like this, tzarich and ahovin, lo mehevi arayim libnon dafka. Right, all of them are found in the sugya. Why are you only bringing from Liban? V'ein lo ma debelivim sheet laid the motzi the garmi v'ein amasha kimo the lesser says in the Gemara. Boil the main by the boy Liban v'agola. Alan ain't a double but pasha believing motzi on garmi. Vanir. Mashkos v'tos I name it veis v'kli eitz. Sheshem chashuk and shel barazli b'chutz. The ain tzarech tvila. Why not? Keri bun she'ena mishtabesh b'mokam ha-matches. Rabbo Sayyid, what's going on? Take a look on Tosfos. Take a look. Ayin hey amud beis. Ayin hey amud beis, Rabbo Sayyid. Tosfos v'hilchasa. V'hilchasa k'sofo. Hainu kelem shemachupim ba'avor with lead. V'bifnim. Al mechupim bebachutz, v'chein kliyetz hamechushokin sovev barzel bebachutz, afilu ma'adam ha'kol ha'chor ha'maymid, ein trichin tvila, why? Keim adem mishtamshim behen derech ha'matchis, the klisuda morim beparsha, ha'neshim mishtamshim behen. So klisuda, you use that surface in conjunction with the food, but if the metal is only in the back of the kli, which doesn't touch the food, tosfos is mechadesh, there's no din of, no chiv of tefillas kelim. That's what Tosfos says. Yim kein, watch this, a chiddush nifla. Im noma den tzorach tefillah ak mikoach shen shtamash vo anachwi, v'hari libun hu shetosher kliposo achitona, ki da ama b'gemara sham. Where's that Gemara? The Gemara over here talks about the level of heat necessary in order to achieve Libun, it's the last four lines of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Bat Kama Malavdon, Omer Amani Asher Toshir Kli Pason, until it shears away part of the pot. Wow! It's pretty hot. Tari Sora Makosh Nishtamish Hanochri, Belama Tzarech Tevila. Wow! This is unbelievable. Havamina, we should say. If you kasher with water, boiling water, avada, you need tefillah because it still has, it's the same pot you used before. But if you kasher with libun, you've eliminated the surface, it's been burned up. So this new surface was never used before. It was buried under the old surface. Alavadai, tefillah on ishtamash anachri, tzorach tefillah. Must be yes, you're right, that the surface that exists presently was never used by the guy. It doesn't matter. Even if you never use it at all, it's also chayim and tefillah. That's the Rosh right from Liban Dafka. Pilei ployim. Amazing. The brilliance of the Avnei Nezer. Amazing. Amazing pshat. Amazing pshat. Oh. Fine. Now, we come to the following kash. Tani chada asa, tani chada muta. Gam asa, muta. Ein amuvan. Mashaychas isen nosen tan gabe tvila. Look at Tosfos, look at the Rosh, Agos Ashri. Shadat alesim nishtamish kona batvila from the Ozerua. And the Rosh, it's hard to understand what the connection is. Look at the bottom of Tosfos. Ein hamid beis. B'chulon. Shenishtamash behen, the man, the Tony Mutter, Nochat Shapir, Ashalo, Yatl's fine. al man de toni osur ein lesser nishtamish bo kodem tevila against the ozeruah. Miu hikil the name, no. The gozer otu kodem agolav alivet. Maybe it's tak osur b'diyevet. Osur b'dirabonon. And we saw the ozeruah sounds also be maybe the raisa. Okay? But the question becomes, the way the Rosh presented it, it depends on the mandam and also tam of gam osir mutter. Who cares? That's by hagolav alibun. Why should the status of the food put in a kli which wasn't toivled depend upon the totally irrelevant question of nos and tam of gam osir mutter? Not do it on the afgam. If it's cold water, it should be osir. Because you're using an illicit kli. Vanir li bezeh. V'net tzorach lahovin be'emes. Amai sharin and kodin tevilo. Why takas the food mutter? You might have thought that way. The Zeno, because of the Rambam, Machakach Yem Mutal Lechol Lishus Bo Mashma. The Yisur Al Achila can eat before Tefila. The Gadlosh and the Gemara Hosef Tara Acheres Mashma Yisur Al Achila. So Loma, we come again. Ain or Yisur Al Achila Lo Niach Bo Amachol Machakach. I will be the Yevet Lo Asfinon. Shemachi Amachol, as the Rosh says. Okay, but the Rambam says there's a disagreement on some of the case. No, the question is as follows: Rabbi Osai, so what's the scoop over here? What's the halacha? As the following chiddush d'or, amazing chiddush. V'nira, shadarina hosu d'chakos of tara cheres haynu milvada tara shel gil v'libun v'das haRambam. Tam Kikalab Doraisa, which we spoke about a long time ago. Tzorach Lomar, the Giyule Nochem Chirishu, Kibishas Tzochem Emdalim and Beis. I, the Rambam, says Menat Torah, also the Vashem Begdeir, Vashem Shabishal Bo Yisrael, the Vela. That's Giyule Nochem Chirishu. Lav the Chirishu, Vavi Rako Rosho, like the Goli Rachmona, the Chatchila Osir. Chazav Prima Gadim, the came in the Tara, the Giyah Beliban, who Rakla Chatchila with Oraisa, who Adin Tara Acheres, the Tvila, Eino El Rakla Chatchila. Since Rabosai, what does it say over here? A what? If Tamki is not the Oraisa, the whole institution of Hagolas Kalim, he suggests, is only a chiddush, not that it would tarf up the food, because Tam Kikulav Doraisa. So it must be the whole thing is a chiddush. Okay, fine. On the level of Doraisa, it's a chiddush. So too, other Tam of Tevila is also a chatchila. So can you imagine that? It's all going to be a little mutter b'di'evet. Ahash t'nicha, or the toli natlap osur amutter. The malama natlap, those of gab is osur, ki yule nochrim lav chidashu. Fi afinan mino, tam kika d'araisa. Now he's telling you d'araisa, but not of gab is osur m'daraisa. That's that derivation of Masech Tavod Azar we saw a while ago. Fi imkein od yitzri chavor abi'eish. Hainu af b'di'evet mi'akev. Therefore, hodin tara cheres ditzrich, datzrich hainu tevila makev b'di'evet. The same as that's makev b'di'evet, so do this. Abel mandoma nat lap muter. Gyule nochem chidishu. The food is really muter mika with it. That's what he's saying. I told not that was mutter. The came in the chiddushu. He efshel the melech mino tam ki ikar. The tara the giyah v'liban who rocked in the chatchila who adin b'tvila. He's explaining why the status of the food which you use in a pot which wasn't toivled will in turn depend on the question whether not lap is mutter midaraisa or osa midaraisa. If you didn't figure it out, read it again. It's again, we're in Simon Kuv Vav, Siv Kotten Vav at the present time. Or Siv Kotten Hey, the Hey and Vav. Okay? This is the Chiddush Nifla Rabosai, Nifla of the Avnei Nezer. I want to go back to the Gemara, and we'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch shortly. Rabosai, put this away. Let's turn to a Tosfos, a brief Tosfos. Mayim shanida tovelis. Half a gav the revi is saigel hatma machta metzinorios the doraisa. Hainu tvilas tvilas tuma. Avo tvilas klemidyon chidushu uboy mem so. That's what it says. Does anybody disagree? Let's take a look, Rabosai, in the tour. I guess you can see the tour. The tour's on the Mara Makoma, so not mistaken. Tour. Yep. Sif Aleph. Open to those of you who have if you have the green, you know, safer that I have. You have the tour also. Kuf Chav Sif Aleph. Torah says, "Kosev b'sefer mitzvahs." We said Abraham saw, "Avol lo b'mayon." What do you mean? Afagav the mayon mitar b'kli tamim b'kolshu b'kelim alukuchim menachem torah Abraham saw. Wee. No mayon can be used. Wow, more common than a woman. Baloni hira, she in the hacher mitzvila zu tvei mitzvilas tmeo. Do I didn't mean the hacher lemi meta? What are you kidding? The more hacher for tzvilas can than a nida. Even for a nida, Rabosai, a mayan works. It's a machlokus 2 days. It's found over here in the tour. What's the chat now, Sugya? You might have thought it's tar with a revius or a Mayan kol shehu, which works for chitin mitzinoros. Kamash malan. That no. The Beis Yosef says over here as follows. Quoting the Pshat in the Torah. Came and Goloy Adina, the Kliakam Bo Tvila Limitixir Bekli Midian. Achmeni di Yischato, Ein Lahacha Behem Yosem Yidid Atzma. Says the Beis Yosef, wait a minute. You, Torah, are assuming that a Nida does not require 40 saw in a Mayim? But the reader disagrees. And the Torah himself quotes it in Simon Reish Aleph. And the Rosh holds that way. And Ufos Mekvos. So therefore, how can you say on the hero in the hacha b'tzvila more than tzvila's tmeya? According to the Rebbe and the Rosh, he's not being macha more than a tzvila's tmeya. Tzvila's tmeya requires mayan 40 saw, and so should over here require mayan of 40 saw. That's his kasha, the big kasha. Dark emotion says lo yadati my kasha. The Rabbeinu Lidivrei Sefer HaMitzvahs Kama. The cost of Afal Pi Demayan Matar Bekoshu. That's what the Smak said. But not for Kleakum. So I think he's right. He's just asking on the Smak Lefi Dvorov. The Dvorov Lo Nehira. That's what it means. Halacha L'maisa. Right? There are many who hold like the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Lechumra. Atkan Rabosai, the Tur, the Beis Yosef, with the Dake Moshe over here, in Simon Kuf Chav, Sivkot Nalef, that I asked you to see. Okay? Fine. Open this. I don't know if all of you have the Tur. So you have the Tur? Most of you have the Tur? Is anyone does not have the Tur? You don't have the green one? Well, let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch. Not fair. I thought everyone had the tour. Sorry. Let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch now and see what he says on the same point. Simon Kuf Chaf at the very beginning. The Machabes in Sefalah. Tzor la bil mikveh omayin shel arboim so. Right? With a mikveh omayin, you require arboim so. Okay. That makes perfect sense. Says the Taz of Cotton Bays, as everybody has. Peisyos vikshal masha kosev atur v'lo nehira v'chule. Togam betumah posek v'simen reish alef v'bina mem so. Tiris b'dake Moshe. That tur machshel if he's svara sefer mitzvahs. Shkotev afagav de mayim v'chule does not require arboim so for a nida. Shmami l'dol didei sagev v'pochas mi mem so betumah. Of the Machab Tzvilazu, Al Zer Tamar Rabbeinu, the Torah, the Mishnah, V'lo Nichali, period. That's what the Darkei Moshe said. V'lo Nichali, Mitzad Lashon Atur, Ka Mitzad Adin, Tavari Gam Asmak, Seven Mitzvahs Kotn, as opposed to Smag, Gono, whatever that's what he means when he says Seven Mitzvahs. Svirle, Tavisha Lo Sagile, B'mayen Shuporos Me'arboim So. Oh, the Bekli Tome Sagibe. He didn't quote him so precisely. Nirli Pirish Divi Atur Bederachze. Tach Tvila Bekli O Bekachovim Yalfinala. Perik Basra Nabodos Kachovim Mimash Nema Vitoir. It's one of the derivations we saw already a couple days ago. Uve Emes Ein Shema Shmol Shavitor Shiade Mayim. Ve Emes Bemidi Achwina. Gama Shamosham De Alfinan Min. Achmenido Yischato, Aimazachware, the Kro, Koyamechatas, to the Purish Rashi Bechumish, we spoke about this already on Monday, Paraduma, Ela Kochach, on a Mephoshim, Achmetor, the Huayade Mayim, Kevin, the Chsiv, the Kalim, Tumayim, the Mayim, Yuba, the Toer, Mizer, the Maiden, the Mamatsinu, the Gam Hachmetor, the Kli, the Kochav, the Koi, Gamken, the Mayim, derived from a Kli, which an Abatuma fell on. The Yachas Shemufurish the Vitor Koya Mayim on the Mufurishim Gamay Nida Al Mayim Shanida Tavelasem Kamash Malon. The Lo Sagi the Pogos Mimem So Kinida Kadisa Begamar Uvetur Garcina Yosem Mitzvilas Tuma Vitzon Alomar Kalim Tumayim. That's his Kasha. Why is it more than a Kli Tame? Vachikama, Kevin, Dana, no Yodim, Shetarab, Mayim, Bikli, Akum. Elemitzvilas, Kelem, Tmeim. Lonach, Yosem, Linyan, Mayim. Elemitzvilas, the Golar Achmona, Linyan, Mikma, Shetia, Kanida. That's yes. But a Mayim should be enough to have a Mayim of less than Abraham saw, as it works for Kelem. That's how the Taz goes back and forth in terms of what exactly the Kasha is. Fine. It's interesting. When the Ritva, when he quotes this halacha, that it's just not enough to have a revius, why not? The Kli Tomei, in certain cases, not a revius, let's use the revius over here as well. Sounds like it's a good kasha. Listen to what he answers. Ritva says like this, quotes the Ramban. He wants to know, why did Abraham saw? Even Kalim Tumei Mishim Zav Zava Dayam Mishagufam, all of them enough to have a revius if it can fit. The Rabbanan are the ones who are about the revius from Sefer Nozik. So why over here on a level of the Raisa do you require a Abom Sav Vitiritz? Very important answer. Vitiritz. So we see a little bit of a hint of the Teretz. It's found in the footnote over here in Tosfos. Tosfos gives a hint. Tosas we just saw. Tfilas Klamidin Chidishu Uboim Em saw. But what's the nature of the Chidish? It exeris HaMelech. But he has explanation. Mishamala Shasa Kitvilas Ger, Rabosai. Tfilas Ger. Whoa. A Ger, a tiny Ger, can't go into a tiny mikvah. We have to do a Ger cotton. Put a tiny mikvah. No, as we have Boim saw. Okay. Another pshat, Emshel the Forish, Hokama, Havamina Bekodu, Afal Pish and Gufa Olabahem, Kamashla Bene Mida, the Tufa Olabahem. I'm not sure what the Havamina was, but you wouldn't have to put the whole thing in at one time. I'm not exactly sure what it means. Don't know. But that's what he quotes over here from the Ramban. Atkan, this is the Ritvayas to see the first one, the Ramaskal, Havamina. Fine. Now about Sadi Gemara said explicitly, Kli Suda Amurim Parsha. You don't have to, if you have a scissors, you don't have to put into the mikvah. That's what we call Klei Suda. I know it's Klei Suda because you have to kasher it. You have to kasher your scissors. You have to kasher your metal chairs. Right? So it's Klei Suda. Very nice. Says the Ritva as follows. Pirish. Shem the sofa l'shtamesh b'isr. Even if the guy never used the dish, the cup, doesn't make a difference. He was gonna use it. The yatzul the kedusha, as to hit the ritual that she tells like a kind of a geiris. Hitzricha makosim tevila afechadoshin, mashenke b'kedusha the sarva as opposed to scissors. Okay, fine. Now take it a step further. We had the Avnei Nezer before. Can I get the next tshuva? How do I do this? Press here. How do I get to that Avnei Nezer? Will we press?
In the middle of the time, it's the next document.
Next.
Immediately
below. Oh, it may work.
Links.
Ah, links, that makes sense. Simon Plus. Magic. Thank you. Simon Kuv Zayin. Okay? In Simon Kuv Zayin, Abdelazer discusses this issue. Look at the Ritva, quote Yerushalmi. Tvila who lotsits me to Masa Shogoy for the Kodesh Toshi Yisrael. We read this yesterday. Beer Ritva, that Tumahu. We just read this now. Shesofo shogoi. Have all sign? Lishtamesh b'yis. Those are exactly the words. Sofo shogoi lishtamesh b'yis. Ayinshan. Verbatim quote. Alkein. Shedas agoi lishkue. Veshuvein sofo shogoi lishtamesh b'yis. The goi plans to give it as a mashkanta to a Jew and never get it back. Yoel atvila. Shekasha yishkenu agoi b'poel. Why not? Because it's no longer omer to b'lias iser. Al kein tevola Rav Ashi kodem, v'tov lo shlo yishta b'kos tombe. Aval chilat b'leko. Wow, unbelievable. Achidish niflam od here in the Yavne Nezen. Wow. Not Yechai, but it's not too early. It's not a total of a sheretz biyod. I don't know. Chidish. I'll ask you a question. Whatever kli, I use it only for water. Assuming that water is mutter, okay? That's what we spoke about. It's only used for water, nothing else. It's meant to, it only handles water, nothing else. You mean to tell me according to the Avnei Nezer, no chiyuv of tefila, but not sofo l'shtamesh bo b'yisr. That's hard to believe. I thought the pshat is you would be chayiv in the case over here because it's nikkur shem yisrael ala kli, and it's omer l'shtamesh suited by him, even though it's only a mashkan. That's what I thought. Okay, Rabbi Osai, just wanted to show you this chiddush niflah v'noira in the Avnei Nezer. Now Rabbi Osai, back to kunya. We already saw. But Tosfos suggests that if the kunya is only plated on the outside, not the inside, there's no chiyuv of tefilas kelim, because it doesn't touch the food. Let's turn our attention for the moment, Rabosai, to the Mordechai. The Mordechai Simin, Tav Nun Tes. Tav Nun Tes. It's a very long simen, but the first quarter of it, to 10 lines down. Money de kunya. It's a little two dots before it. Pirish avi ha'esri, the rabbi. Ben mechupe mi befnim, ben mechupe mi bechutz, v'lo befnim ton tefil, against Tosfos. V'lo chilku chachamim ben befnim ben lechutz. Chay mechutz de b'shuvas Rashi. V'yesh mefarshim, it's Tosfos Shita. Kunya mechupe befnim, dafka. K'naminan perek elu tak treves. U'maisi tzad, sinanar de kunya, v'shafim begavek. V'ra rabbeinu peretz hor, v'lochol ha'maisi. Lad bila below brocha rabosai. We're not sure. So it's a suffix. This is a suffix. What do? We're matbil below brocha. Is there another shita? Yes. Turn to the Ran for a moment, please. Turn to the Ran and see what how he interprets. The Ran is lamed testament base, which says in the Mamas Gemara it says kunya. As per the Maram Makomas. Kunya Rabosai. Kunya. Hilchosav the Sofo, give some French word, whatever it is. Miu Ika Mandiyamar, the Davka Kshumachupa, Mi Bayis Ubachutz. Whoa. One Shita says it's enough, it's only Bachutz. One Shita says it's enough, only Bifnim. One Shita says enough, they're both. A third Shita. It's quite remarkable Shita. Both. Both. Ulefichach, kol shena mechubi b'fnim, I guess I'm in b'chutz, tfilaso below brocha. So says the Ran, a third opinion. Okay. Three opinions, Rav Osai. We paskin this halacha, kunya, Rav Osai. Kunya could be found, again, to look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted explicitly. Here in our Simon. And our Simon, Simon Kuf Chav, it's discussed the Feirish. Okay. Simon Kuf Chav. Sif. Aleph. What did it say here? Hakone me'akam klisuda shal matchas or shal zchukis o kelem ha'metzupim ba'avar mi'befnim. Two pluses. Has to be metal, has to be inside. Aval pi shem chadoshim tzvichon adbilim ha'mikvah. O ma'amasa. With a bracha. So the Mechaber rejects the Ran that says what? That the only time a bracha is recited is if it's coded inside and out. No. As long as it's coded inside, we pass the halacha against the Ran, you would make a bracha. But only coded with what? According to the Mechaber. What? Rabbi said, what does it say? Coded with what? And what about silver? He means lead as opposed to silver? No. Kunya was made from had a lead plating. But if it's a different kind of a metal plating, it certainly would be chayav as well. No question about it. No question about it. Yeah. So the question is, how do we define plated? So there is a Mishpitzel Zov, Primogonim, and if Tufton Alvin says, you know, listen carefully. Daf, I'm quoting, Daf of a Mitzupin Mamish. Now the word Mamish is a hard word to define. It's really plated. It's really plated. And what's fakely plated? What's fakely plated? It's really plated. What's fakely plated? Ava beglazirt, afilu mi based studim, Yatl below brach. What's glazirt? Glazed. So I brought in here today a new sefer, one of the earliest svarim on this topic, by Rabbi Felder Shlita from Philadelphia, called All Ayashurim. It's an English language sefer. He was a very close talmid of Rabbi Moshe. It's printed in 1980, so it's after the Tfilas Kelim sefer, but still a long time ago. And the first printing was 1977. still after the Tfilas Kehillah, but even a longer time ago. Okay? And he has a scum from Moshe here, and from his father, who was a Chosh Rav in Toronto, and he has a number of tabas. One of them is called Tfilas Kehillah. So here in the Sefer Tfilas Kehillah, which is an English language sefer with Hebrew footnotes, he quotes from Moshe. I'll give it to you in this English, and I'll read you the Hebrew footnote. The English, it says as follows. Listen carefully to the words. These things do not require tefillah. Glazed utensils. Whoa! Where did this come from? Footnote 121. I'll read it to you. 121. Excuse me. Here we go. 121. Writes as follows. Kein shamati mimoran shlita. Ramosh. Heyos ve'ein batzipui mamish. I, the Chochmas Adam, and Aruch HaShulchan, Dake Tshuva, says Yechayev, Sarech Lefarash Shekavanasim Hu, Bekelim Shiesh Lem Klipa Shoshuchas Mamsh. Same word, Mamsh. Even though it doesn't sound that way from these three Gedolim, Rav Moshe says you have to interpret it that way. If it's only what he calls glazed, that is nothing. That is nothing. A little bit shver. If you look at the Yimogon Avram, in Ichus Pesach, he comes to use the word glazirt. He says, "Ein bo mamosh shel tzeva bi'alma." That's the word glazirt. Afal pikein, the prima godem insists on having a tefillah below bracha. How can Ramosha go against? Ramosha was a god of Lador. He went against. No problem. I'm coming back to Ramosha in a minute. But let's open up the tefillahs kelim book. We haven't opened them up yet. Oh, she is only. It's already 2:00. Haven't opened the Sefer Tefillas Kehillah yet today. How you talking? Well, we're not going to let him go, right? This is an important Sefer. And tomorrow, someone should bring up that Sefer Chelkos Binyamin, which no one brought up today. So we're doing without it. But for tomorrow at 9:00, that should be, it's on my desk downstairs. Okay, so someone should please bring it up. Okay. The Tefillas Kehillah Sefer talks about this as well. On page Reish Gimel. Here it's as follows. Talk about Mitzupin. Okay? He quotes the words of the Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris. Piske Yechiel Paris, Simen Gimel. He says, if it's only Lenoi, it's no problem. It's only for beauty. I'm asking you a question. Why are our, is our we have don't we have glaze? China? I think almost all of our China's glazed, no? Why is the glazing there? Go on the internet. Why is China glazed? Fancy? Looks nice? So according to Rabbi Chinam of Paris, if it's only the noi, you're potter. That's what it says. Then he writes over here, "Be'ofan achiv tefila machmas atzipui, ein hevdel be'ovi atzipui, afilu she'en ovi b'fnei atzmo nida hakli k'tzipuyo, v'afilu mo'ye evsher l'shtamish b'kli gam b'lo atzipui." It requires a tefila anyway. Not like there are more in Siv Zion. Oh, what mean? Not like there are more in Siv Zion. What does that mean? Ramon Siv Zion, case where you could have done without it, that's irrelevant over here, says the Sefer Tefillas Kehillah, on the same page Reish Gimel. Yeah. That's a case, which is not Lanoi, apparently. However, I've also been going further than that. Say no. Maybe he's referring to a case, Rimi Paris, where it's mitzupe b'matchis. Metal plated. Lenoy. If you take a look at the tour, again, I asked you to see the tour. Those who have the tour should, if you don't have, you don't have. But if you have the tour, but I asked you to see over here, in Simen Kuf Chof Sif Aleph, that's the main Sif I asked you to see. Beis Yosef, Dake Moshe, etc. Let's look at the Shulchan, the tour itself first. Tour Kuf Ches, Kuf Chof, rather, most of you do have it. Okay. Let's go further. Wait a minute. Where is it found? Oh, here it's in Siv Gimel. Okay. It's in Siv Gimel. I believe it is. Ukli schuches kli matches nami. V'chein kli cheres ha-metubim ba'avor. Bifnim. Second. No. Not what I'm looking for so far. Oh. The Beis Yosef at the end. You know, it's in this edition. It's like they have Aleph a few times over, okay? Because that's the way that they do the new tours. It's on page Reish Yudalad. It's the first very wide line at the bottom. Close from the smack. There is shalcheres shem mitzupin ba'avami b'chutz ain't tzarok tevila. Avol also shem pilumitz b'befneim tzrichim tevila ach below brachal. Why? Fisha ein asuyim ela lenoi. So even though it's noy, it still requires a tefillah without a bracha. Rabbi Moshe says, "Kein no again, not the below bracha, af ela mechub mi b'fnim." So you do require a bracha even if it's lenoy. So we just said before that Rabbi Moshe's mekel, based on Rabbi Chilmi Paris, it's lenoy. But here, apparently, with those who require tefillah out of bracha, even if it's only lenoy. So what's Rabbi Moshe talking about? What's going on? Perhaps we can make the following suggestion. They're talking about Mitzuba B'matchas. The whole sugya is Mitzuba B'matchas. What about Mitzuba glass? Where in Shas? I thought I said, the key is in Shas. Is anywhere in Shas a discussion of Mitzuba with glass? Take a look over here in the Sefer Tefillas Kelim. I know it's going to be hard for you to believe this, but he quotes it over here from an impeccable source. Mitzuba b'schuchis, nechleku ha-poskim. The shach, look right over here in the shach, Rabosai. Open up, there's the shach. Sif Aleph, this everyone I hope saw by now. Simen Kuf Chof Sif Aleph. And the shach, Sif Cotton Beis. Hamatuba ba'avar, because he's a veheter. Mitzuba b'schuchis, dinim ki mitzuba ba'avar, same thing. Glass coating is the same as a metal coating. Okay? Anybody argue? Avada. Does anybody argue? As a matter of fact, some interpret the word kunya means glass, as opposed to the poskim who say it means ba'avar, which is Rashi's shita. That's Pashup Shah. Does anyone disagree? Sure. The Oruch says it means Kelim Atzuba Bischuchis, Eshko, or Zerua. There's a whole series of poskim who say that's what the Gemara means. Okay? This is a serious matter. Machlokas Gedolei HaPoskim. But if the Gemara means it's referring to metal, what's taka the din of glass? So most poskim will say, I don't care. So the Gemara is metal. That's how Rashi said. But so what? Glass is metal. Called the tikkun rabbanon. Came the rise of tikkun. What's the difference if it's glass or it's metal? What is the difference? Well, we're not finished yet. Look what it says over here. Uve pri toar. I have in my house the pri toar. Does anyone have a pri toar? I have a thing called peros genosar. Has a pri chodesh on one side and the pri toar on the other. Beautiful. The pri megadon was already printed in every single shulchan aruch. Didn't have to have that pri. Pri chodesh was not printed in your shulchan aruchs, right? The whole year I've been suffering with this. I had it in mine. I had the mechon Yerushalayim, but the green one didn't have it. But I had it at home because I have the peros genosar. It was a pri toar written by the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Someone's confused because he's such a big tzaddik and a mekubal that, you know, he was not known as a Baal Halacha. Chas v'shalom. Read the pritor, you'll see what kind of goyin he was. The pritor over here says, Kamaposkin, you do not require tevila. And he thinks that Halacha Lamai is true. And what's the reason? Look what he says. The cave of the schuchis lo havi elemish of the dom of the matchis. Hu l'kli cheres yechoshe, really, on its own, it's like cheres. Amazing. The Gemara only said if it's mitzvah with metal. Schuches, which is a machlokes in the Gemara. It's a machlokes in the Gemara about kunya to begin with. So let's be makwa by kunya, of course, in a case where the coating is made from metal, where the coating is made from glass, we shouldn't go that far. Right? So the Gemara will say of kunya. We saw the Gemara a minute ago. He went up ayin, hayim, and beis. The whole sukkah is only a few lines. So what did the Gemara say about kunya? Kunya, pligi b'rabacha b'ravina. There has to be narrow lines. One says chilos, so one says sofa. We pass in sofa. Fine, we pass in yachayv. What's a machlokas in the Gemara? So it's only a machlokas if it's referring to it's with avar, but not where they plated with glass. There's no source for it. That's what the Rebbe Rav Yonah, the pre Torah said. Excuse me, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. That's what he said. That's his word. Another interpretation, which says that it's a derabonon. And as a matter of fact, when we talk about derabonons, there is room to be mekel, and maybe it can be mekel even over here. Why? What are we saying over here? Glazirt, Rav Moshe said, it's nothing. Because it's lenoy. To say, no, lenoy might also be chayev. Presumably some disagree. What do you do when you have a suffix? Some say yes and some say no. What do you do? So here he has in Perek Dalet, Siv Chof, suffix yes, suffix no. Okay? What do you do? He says, a suffix is Klei Cheres Mechuba B'Schuchis. Ain't Tzarech Lad Bilo. Here's our example. Shevet Alevi. Shevet Alevi. What's the lumdus? He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, you shouldn't say it's a davar shesh lamatirin. You shouldn't apply that principle. Say it rabbanu l'kula, even if it's yesh lamatirin. Rav Moshe is quoted on page Reish Mem Beis, from Shlomo Zalman rather, in the sefer. On this basis, Rabbi Osai, a very critical psak, probably the most critical psak in all of Hilchos Tefilas Kehillim, is found here in Ole Yeshurun by Rabbi Felder. There were two editions, the 1974 edition and the 1977 edition, 1980 edition, with changes and additions. And here's a critical one. He has tefillah not required for the following: earthenware, porcelain, plastic, we'll get to the plastic later, stone, wood, Corningware, a corel, rubber, paper, or glazed utensils. Don't need it. Finished. Don't need it. This is a 1977 edition. However, there's a parenthesis, which means it was added in the 1980 edition. It is preferable to tovel these utensils, referring to Korban and Karel, without a blessing. Now wait a minute. What changed between 1977 and 1980? You have to know the inside story. Right? The author himself gave me the inside scoop of what changed. Okay. What's the basis of being making on these cases? He tells you to look at footnote 128. Tvilas Kalim Perik Dalit Sifchav. Whenever there's any kind of a doubt when it comes to a glass, you would be putter. He thinks that according where a Karel is a suffix, and as a suffix, no need to. So the question became, so what did he change his mind and throw on something extra? Here's the answer, inside scoop. After he wrote the safe with Rabbi Moshe's Askama, Rabbi David Feinstein protested. Why? Because on the packaging of the cornerware in Karel, it says it's made from glass. Therefore, he added this parenthetical remark, preferable to without a blessing. Even Rav Moshe himself never changed his mind. He had to mediate between Rav Moshe and Rav David. So he put in parentheses, it's preferable to be told without a blessing. I'm still a 1977 Jew. Not like Rav Moshe. Not necessary. The OU is a 1980 Jew. They require you to be told according to Korel. This is the biggest nafkamina. A couple gets married. You know, they want to go to the mikveh. I said, most things are potter. We're making the glazed china like a Moshe. We're making the corner well like a Moshe. What do you have left already? Glasses. Most folks don't even have glass. And silverware. And pots. Most of them don't have glass dishes. It's fancy people. They just get married. I don't have any glass dishes. So we went to the mikveh. It was a schlep. But we used to be old. Have we had to take all the cornerware and Karel and the glazed china, Rabbi, we'd still be in the mikveh. It's forever. Yeah?
Is the line with regards to the glazing that doesn't require to be alone, does that mean it can't be kosher?
We're not discussing kosher this week. Come back next week. We have to separate the two topics. I'm sorry.
I'm very confused. What Karel is made of what?
Karel is made, it's made similar to glass. I assume that's what the factory said on the... I was once in the cornerware factory. It looks like something like glass, but it's different. Rav Moshe held that the glass that the Gemara is talking about is see-through. Now, I heard this the first, I said, what, they had see-through glass at the time of the Gemara? So someone looked up on the internet for me a number of years ago and said that in the year 100 of the Common Era, in other words, 2,000 years ago, they, 1,900 years ago, whatever it was, they already had see-through glass. You can confirm or deny based on your internet. But and that's the sukkah we're talking about. Whether Hilchos Tumah, because you can see through it, that's the sukkah Masechta Shabbos. Not going into that right now. The Yud Ches Dov, a whole story. The Eden sounds like the Yalta, remember that story? It's clowns, not Gemara, you will see through. That's what sukkah means, see through. You know what I'm talking about? More Shabbos. So what Moshe said, you can't do the corner of Kuwell, it's not see through. So it's a suffix, whether it has a chum of glass. And suffix glass, the cooler. I don't care that Rav David told me it's made like glass in the factory. I don't care. But Rabbi Felder couldn't take the pressure. So he put in parentheses, it's preferable to retouble these first round of blood. You want to do it? Be my guest. But I don't do it.
Wait, it's yeah. Made like glass? You mean it's melted down?
It's made like glass.
It's not glass.
It's, how you define glass? Rav Moshe said the halach, the official glass based on the sukkah psoch in Shabbos, the first parak, is a see-through. Once it's glass like cheres, you can see it's inside like the outside. I remember that.
Well, the Mishnah in the Mishnah defines glass as like metal because it's meltable. So anything that's meltable would be...
And what about plastic?
Right, same thing. So
yeah. Sure enough, when I came to the Breuer's Mikveh, one of those years ago, to be terrible to Kalin, so of course, I didn't bring plastic, a ridiculous plastic. So I go on the Breuer's list, he said plastic does not have to be terrible. How's he explain it over here? Footnote 113. Sitz Eliezer, Chelkes Yaakov, Yabia Omer. There are those who disagree. Min Chasil, Yitim below Bracha. Look at Tzvilas Kalim, which preceded him. Sif Kuf Mem Zayin. Lebirur Ha'inyan. Okay? And he wants a pasuk like you. He quotes the Shema Tzvim Halacha. Kol Kli Shenishbar V'yochel L'takno Ede HaTocha Be'esh Chai B'Tzvila. Which is found in Daka Tshuva. And says, we're Eho Sofas. So apparently there's some 1980 Eho Sofas to this one too. I'll read you the Tzvilas Kalim in a minute. Os... What did he say? Oswat? Kuf Mem Zayin. Let's first look at the Hosafos. Hosafos in the back. There are Hosafos. Here we go, Hosafos. All right, let's get it. Okay, here we go, Hosafos. Well, I don't see any Hosafos. I don't know. The Hosafos were left out. Whatever, it's supposed to be Hosafa, but the Hosafa is not here. I don't know if that's possible. One second. I don't know. I'm trying to find the Hosafas. I don't see anything on this page at all. So if you can, you can borrow the safe afterwards, you can find the Hosafa on page 58. Here it goes from 53 to 60. That's the typo, 53, maybe 58. Rav Moshe's Tshuva, Evan Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simon Zayin? No, that's footnote 11. What's that all about? Oh, about stocks. No, it's not a typo. It was left out. I don't know what those stuff is. In any event, let's open up to the source he tells us to look at, which is Siv, Moses Kuf Mem Zayin. It's an alphabetical list of all the Kalim in the last paragraph of this Tefillas Kalim book. It probably says plastic. Look in alphabetical order. Let's see. Plastic. Oh, Re'ein nylon. In Hebrew, in Israel, they call it nylon. Kuf Mem Zayin. Okay? Nylon, Rabbi Sai. Yeah? Nylon, plastic, baklit. Einam trichen tvila. Baruch Hashem. Hamachmir. You want to do it? Believe, bro. So, ooh. What's the halacha? The bottom of the long piece. Whoa, it's forever. Forever. Some say believe bracha, some say a potter. At most, it's glass, right? Glass is the rabban, the same smar again. They have halacha lamayis that we can be making all these cases. In my opinion, all of these cases we have a right to be making. That's my sheet when it comes to these things. Let's go further than that. Yes?
So just to clarify, so anything that isn't perfectly glass, like a glass,
correct. Correct. What about other metals? Or Chashulma said Yechayev. And remember the Mechab is Lashon. What's the Lashon? Klei Suda Shel Matchis. Why did it say the Big Six? There's still Big Six accounting for us? We're down to less now.
Four.
I figured as much. Okay. But there's still six metals in the Torah. Okay? Well, who we know by heart now? Where does it go? Azov, Kesef, Nechoshes, Barzel, Bedil, Ophoros. What about other? The most common recent one, I think, is aluminum, right? Aluminum is different. There was some recent, right? It's an alloy of some sort. So that's not found in. Is it made exclusively from those six or from some other thing as well?
Tin and iron.
Tin and iron are both in the big six, and then it wouldn't be a big Kiddush. What about aluminum? Hold on. I'm going to look up aluminum. Everything's in alphabetical order. Aluminum. He passes that the other matches and requires a tefillah with a bracha. I for Husker B'Torah. Quotes Rav Moshe. What?
I think aluminum is its own metal.
Its own metal?
Yeah, it looks like it.
It's not one of the big six. Okay.
Chemical
element? Okay. Fine. Now, Tiferes Yisrael says these six are lav dafka in Hilchas Kabbalah's Tumah. A Chiddush Nifla. And the beginning of Seder Tara, Sifkot Mem Dalet. Here in the Tefillas Kalim book, Rabbi Osai, on page Reish Chof Hei, on the Matchis, he quotes a Dvar Torah here from Rabbi Bluth, who was writing the name of Rav Moshe, presumably, or at least under Rav Moshe, who says, he quoted the Pharisees, oh, he says, no, lav dafka, we found new matchas chadashim, shloshir Rav Oseinu. We could say it's included the big six. Yeah, lav dafka, maybe. Rav Blue says, even if midoraisa ain't in chayavas b'tzvila, Rak olsem klei matchas and niskaros bekra. Yeah. But the Rabbanon, you know why? It's like zechuchis. If zechuchis is chayim in the Rabbanon, kavachom hashamin in matchis, which are not found in the Big Six. Why? The takana b'hatocha, at least with the Rabbanon. And even if you'll say it's not mekabel tuma, and he wants to say it's takana mekabel tuma, only those six and nothing else, that Torah shnimi pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, harei hu boras kol minei matchis shebolam, af elu shleyado inchi, imhoya b'din tumas tvila loya likar b'frat elu, this sounds like theology. And Rav Moshe, the same thing in Chelek Beis, simen kuf samach dalet, it's shishak suv ma'bon ki echot. Yeah. Ay zechuchis. Not because it's like matchis. Because it's like, it's more like cheres. Right? And after it goes to tumas achmir ma'afik migaban kikli matchis. Okay? The dominantly cheres, etc. Yeah. Only those six require tvila by tumah. Says no, but Rabbanan says even tefillas kam d'oraisa would also not require. But Rabbanan is like zechuchis. I'm you know why? What am I scared about? What about plastic? Yeah, he's saying no. Plastic is a brand new thing which is not really the same as metal. It's a new thing that's not the same as metal. So never a machayev, only glass. But metal, even having the Big Six, that's more comparable. It has to be awesome. That's the word of Rabbi Bluth from Ian Page Resh Chaf Hey in the Sefer Tzvilas Kalim. Quite an amazing thing. I think it's correct. So I got to the Breuer's Mikveh. They say plastic should be totally without a brach. Okay, I'm not blaming them. There are Gedolei Poskim who say that way. But I think halacha lemaisa is not required. Okay, Rabosai, that's what I think. And the connection between Tevilas Kalim Lesuda and what we call Kabbalah's Tumah, we already saw already yesterday. But the disposables, Rav Moshe Paskin, disposable the Nama Kabbalah Tumah, from page Nun Zayin over here, Mishnah Kalim Perakei. Halacha Zayin, and you put them in Tefillas Kalim. Some say it's possible. The Kiddush Nafdal even, Rav Moshe writes, you really shouldn't use it unless you're stuck. Even if you use it a couple of times, Rav Hichos Kalim, it's not that you need to get, it has to be indefinitely used. And all it's buttoned to the food inside. We spoke about all these things already in yesterday's Shir. And if you look at the Gra, and we'll end with this because we have just 2 more minutes. The Gra at the end, at the beginning of Sifkotin Yud Tes, V'dafka, right? Ikara Kliu Shel Matchis. Okay, so it's talking about Kalim. Of course, the Mordechai. The Dinam Kamolin Yin Tuma, as it says in Perakama de Shabbos. Kli Suchas, my time of Gozru. Alma medamina the tumah, the schukas here and schukas there. V'yein chilek ella, the klisuda hochanacha mokam atashmish. That's the only distinction. Otherwise, he wants to say that tumah and tefilas kalim go together. It's facing the Mordechai. Tough nun tes. Oh. And if a plastic presuming amekabel tumah. And therefore, there's no din of tefillas kalim. It's Rav Henkin held that way. Page Resh Chav Zayin over here. Rav Kamenetsky, page Resh Mem Gimel and Dalar, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, these six ksuvma bon kiecha like Rav Moshe. Otherwise, why shouldn't glass be considered a metal? Huh? As Rav Moshe said, same smar. Why isn't glass chayav in tefillas d'orais? That's what he says. But Rav Yaakov says differently. Tefillas kalim does not require kabbalas tumah. What's his raya, Rabosai? Take a look, Rabosai, our last maramaka for today. Back to the Gemara. Back to the beginning. Okay? The Gemara wants to know, mona de marida zakrashi kli adoma. Osimen kli. The Gemara says, maybe that should also be chayim. Right? No! Klimachas, I remember Bafarsha. You see, clearly it's not doing Tumma, because everyone knows it's not a Kabbal Tumma. Ad can deliver Rav Yaakov. So we will, Baruch Hashem, covered a lot of ground today. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, we will attempt to start on time if we can. We'll start the Mordechai Simon Tough Samach. Talks about how you do the tefillah. This is halacha l'maaseh for you. Your wife says, your mother says, go to the mikveh. Do you hold tight? Do you hold loose? Put it in the basket? These kind of things show l'maaseh. Hopefully we'll talk about that tomorrow in Siyata Vishmai. Good. Oh, and next week. Kalman, you had a time for next week? You want 11:30?
I prefer 11:30.
How about Don? You have a particular time? No one cares about the time except for you,